Washington State Ferries has come up with a plan to replace more than half of its fleet with new electric-powered ferries. But the plan faces hurdles from a cost standpoint and limited shipyard capacity. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Olympia.
The nation's biggest ferry system would get newer and greener, but not much bigger, under a strategic plan just delivered to the Washington legislature. The blueprint for the next two decades envisions buying 16 new ferries to update the aging fleet and have more vessels in reserve. Ferry system spokesperson Hadley Rodero says customers want more reliability.
The biggest theme was build new ferries, do more to stabilize the system and make sure it's reliable service.
Rodero says hurdles in the way include the need to modify terminals so new battery-powered ferries can plug in to recharge. Also, there's only one or two shipyards in Washington capable of building these boats. But the biggest obstacle may just be that the plan's cost far exceeds the dollars available from current revenue streams. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.